بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. بعض تحريم وسل الشعر والوشم والوشر وهو تحديد الأسنان. This is the next chapter in which is the prohibition of joining hair. That is, with our hair, for any reason, if a person joins other hair, other human's hair, etc. Tattooing, to tattoo on the body to make marks there. And filing the teeth, that is for beauty, to file the teeth. This was a practice also amongst the old Arab ladies when they used to become old. So there is a prohibition for all of this. With regard to this, قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah Ta'ala says, there is a little lengthy ayat, but the last part is relevant to this chapter. إِنْ يَدْرُونَ مِنْ دُونِهِ إِلَىٰ إِنَادَ, that these mushriks, the non-believers, that is particularly the time of the Quraysh, in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wasallam, they used to only worship these females. That is the gods Lat, Uzza, and they regarded them as females. Or they used to worship the angels, and they regarded the angels as the daughters of Allah Ta'ala. So therefore Allah says that all they do is they worship these females. وَإِنْ يَدْرُونَ إِلَّا شَيْطَانًا مَرِيدًا, and all that they do is that they call upon, they make dua, they worship the rebellious shaitan. That is all the kufr practices, all the wrong things that they do. Like today openly satanic cult, etc. Worship of Satan, Satanism, Satan worship, all that. That is what they do. لَعَنَهُ اللَّهُ, Allah has cursed shaitan. And Allah has removed him from his mercy. وقال, and shaitan has vowed and said, لَأَتَّخِذَنَّ مِنْ عِبَادِكَ نَصْعِيبًا مَفْرُوضًا, I will definitely make my full effort and take a share of the people to follow me. That is, the shaitan is going to mislead people, misguide them, and get them to follow him. وَلَأُذِلَّنَّهُمْ, and I will misguide them. وَلَأُمَنِّيَنَّهُمْ, and I will put lot of temptations in front of them. They will have lot of temptations and lot of hopes in things that you do this, this will happen. You commit this guna, this enjoyment you will get. Do this haram, this you will get. Shaitan's work is that all the time to put this temptation in people. وَلَعَامُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُبَتِّكُنَّ آذَانَ الْأَنْعَامِ, and also I will command them, and then they will cut the ears of animals. This was also a practice amongst the Arabs, the mushriks, the non-believers, that any certain animal, they would make a mark on it, like cut its ear, and then say that this animal is not permitted to be used, we cannot ride this animal, etc. In other words, all superstition. Until today, there is a lot of superstition amongst us. Idol worship, hero worship, any sports star, film star, all this is included in there. And the part that is relevant to this chapter, وَلَعَامُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ, and I will certainly command them, and they will certainly change the creation of Allah. That is, how Allah has created things naturally, they will make it unnatural. Their hairstyle, for example, how Allah has made the hair natural, they will make it unnatural. Many things which people are doing today, changing this creation of Allah, how Allah has created things and changing it. In the hadith, وعن اسماء رضي الله تعالى عنها وعنهم أن امرأة سألت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت, Hadrat Asma radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that a lady came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam and asked, Ya Rasulullah, inna ibnati asabatha al-hasba, my daughter has been afflicted by some skin disease. A lady came and asked this question, that my daughter has been afflicted by some skin disease. Fatamarraqa sha'araha, and now her hair is falling off her head. Because of the skin disease, the hair is falling off the head. وَإِنِّي زَوَّجْتُهَا, and I'm just about to get her married. She's just about to get married and now she has got this problem. أَفَأَصْوِلُ فِيهِ Can I join some hair to her hair? In order now that she's getting married, she must look presentable. Can I join some hair? فَقَالَ نَبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ said, لَعَنَ اللَّهُ الْوَاسِلَةَ وَالْمَوْسُولَةَ Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied and said, Allah curse the woman who joins hair and the woman whose hair is joined. So that is not permissible to join hair, to make it look, to make it longer, etc. And in another issue, وَفِي رِوَايَةٍ الْوَاسِلَةَ وَالْمُسْتَوْسِلَةَ In another narration it has come the woman who joins the hair and the woman who requests another to join the hair. In other words, both. The one who gets it done and by whom it gets done. Both of them, Allah's curses are upon them. A similar narration was narrated from Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha as well. Women and men also sometimes lose their hair for various reasons. Hence, to beautify themselves, they attach the hair of other women or other men to their hair in the form of a wig or as a permanent attachment. This is prohibited. As is making such a request, providing hair for this purpose and attaching such hair to the hair of another person. The action is prohibited because it is regarded as changing the creation of Allah. How Allah wanted it to be, we are changing it. And also because it is not permissible to use any part of the human body for such purposes. It is, however, permissible to utilize medication to lengthen the hair. If some medication is used, that is different. One, Humayd ibn Abdul Rahman, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Hazrat Humayd ibn Abdul Rahman radiyallahu anhu says annahu sami'a Muawiyah radiyallahu ta'ala anhu he has heard Hazrat Muawiyah Amirul Mu'mineen radiyallahu ta'ala anhu saying am hajja 'ala al-minbar the year that he made hajj then he came to Madinatul Munawwara and he was giving a khutbah he said wa tanawala qussata min sha'ri kanat fi yadi harasi And he had taken a bunch of hair, a handful of hair from one of the guards. He found that he has got this hair in his hand and he took it. And then on the minbar he said, فقال يا أهل المدينة أين علماؤكم? O people of Medina, where are your ulama? What is happening? Wrong things are happening and they are not informing the people. سمعت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ينهى عن مثل هذه. I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم used to prohibit that to use like a wig, this hair which he took from, which was in the hand of that guard. He says, I heard Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم prohibited from this. Why aren't the people speaking? ويقول إنما هلكت بنو إسرائيل حين أتخذها نساؤهم and that the Bani Israel got destroyed when their women started using this wigs etc. making their hair look longer, joining hair to hair etc. This hadith also highlights the prohibition of false hair. Also, Muslim leaders and scholars are duty-bound to prohibit wrongs in society. It is the duty of the ulama and the elders in the society, in the family, in the home. When we see our children dressing wrongly, doing wrong things, etc., especially with the cell phones today, all that, it is our duty to prohibit this. Silence in this regard draws the anger of Allah Ta'ala. When we just keep quiet about it, we allow the wrong things to happen. This draws the anger of Allah and things go right out of hand and go haywire when we do not stop it. So it is the duty also of the elders when they see wrongs happening that they be corrected.